The following audio drama is rated PG-13 and may include coarse language, sexual references, and violence. Parental guidance is recommended. Children under the age of 13 should listen with an adult.
They don't appear to be
This is a Wilkinson audio production, where entertainment is always free.
My name is Alice, and this is my latest record. Years ago, when Megan was born, Thomas and I made a vow that she'd never get involved in our secret world. We were going to protect her from all those dangers. We even talked about retiring right then. All right, I talked about it. But I failed. Megan is trapped right in the center of it, and I can't do anything. I've thought a lot about the why, and I kept coming back to that one man. I knew it. That old man on the nameless island, who claimed he knew secrets that kept the world in existence. They want me to find him, and they're using my daughter to goad me. I don't know who you are listening to this, but believe me when I tell you I do not know where he is. I don't even know his name. Not his real name. After months of trying to ignore his memory, I've had to start researching him. It's odd. When I broke my leg in a skiing accident 7 years ago and was on crutches, I seemed to see other people on similar props all over town when I never had before. It's like that with him. Once I started researching, he seemed to be all over the place. I'd see his younger face in 60s photos, usually in the background, or read descriptions of a lean, neatly dressed man who helped defecting scientists, rescued 11 people from a siege in Dusseldorf, gave a speech at a communist rally. It seems he really was an agent, like me, a good one too. But then, in 1968, the records stopped, and the stories began. You see, it is not just me looking for him. There are websites dedicated to him. Well, not just him. They usually cover the Kennedy assassination, the Illuminati, the faked moon landings. You get the picture. It's hard sometimes to tell the facts from the fiction. Then there's the business of Robinson.
The Prisoner, Torchbearer. Part 2, Spiders and Flies.
Hello. Finally, I thought you were going to circle this court all afternoon.
How long do you think I've been here?
Since 4:42.
I had to be sure, didn't I? I mean, you of all people should understand that.
I'm getting a little tired of these games. What do you know about Megan?
Oh, well, it's probably easier to show you than to explain to you. But, anyway, here. This, you know, I see how, all right. Take a look at my netbook. This right here, it is a CC still of a man, a woman and a girl boarding a plane at Glasgow Airport.
Megan! That's Megan! When was this taken?
2 months, 9 days ago. The plane's destination was listed as London Stansted, but it never arrived there. We checked.
We?
Need to know, Miss Drake. Need to know. Now, you're probably wondering how I came about this photo, aren't you? I know you are. You've got to be about it. It's just puzzling your brain, I'm sure. Well, like a lot of breakthroughs, it was an accident. Yes, it was. But it was a good accident. You know, I was looking for something else. But then a friend of mine gave me a transcript of a conversation he'd heard. Because, well, it was actually quite relevant. But, you know, anyway, it was something that mentioned your name.
How do you know my name?
Siddiq, remember? Our mutual friend. We, it's a really funny story, but, what's this? Oh, no. They found us. We've got to go. Oh, God.
What is it? I can't see anything. Hey!
I haven't seen her since, and she's not been in touch. If it hadn't been for the photo. But it just didn't make sense. Who was Robinson, and who was behind her? I tried to make some inquiries, but without the resources of the department behind me and so little to go on, I'm running out of options. I think I'm going to have to risk making a call to an old friend. I hope she's still around.
May I help you?
Hello, my name's Alice Drake. I'm expected.
Alice, what a delightful surprise. Come here.
It's lovely to see you too. I'm sorry it's been so long.
Has it? Yes, I suppose it has. Days all run together now. Thank you, Alice. Help yourself to coffee. Let me look at you. You're older.
I'm afraid so.
Thomas giving you a hard time.
He's dead, remember? About 2 years ago.
Oh, of course. Oh, please forgive me. How clumsy of me.
That's okay. Sometimes it doesn't seem real to me either.
My mind... wanders sometimes. How's your little girl?
13.
Good grief! I would love to meet her. You must bring her along next time.
Michael, come in. How's it going?
Pretty good, matey boy. And we've got you to thank for it.
Sit down. Well, hardly just me. We have had a good team on the RX. Plus, Rover is the kind of kit that almost sells itself.
That's your problem, Paul. Too modest. I can see I'm going to have to make you my Padawan.
Dream on. So, General Cathcart, he liked our show?
Liked it? He loved it. We're shortly going to have more money than God. The Brownie's going to be holding a party up at his estate this weekend to celebrate.
Yeah, I'd heard. Yeah, I was planning on going to my houseboat this weekend. You know, clear my head.
Come on! You cannot pull a no-show at this one.
I don't know if I'm going to be in the mood.
Hey, listen, Paul. I'm your friend, right? So believe me when I tell you, Farah is not coming back.
I know that.
So it's time to get back into circulation. I have it on good authority there's going to be a lot of new faces there.
All right, I'll think about it.
Cool! See you tomorrow at the debrief.
So, how did you know that she was going to be kidnapped?
I didn't. I just knew that they'd found you. Please, look. I mean, I can't force you, but it'd be worth it. I mean... for your daughter's sake, if nothing else.
The first sign of a trap?
Oh, yes. I understand completely. come on in, come on in. Sorry about the mess. I've been particularly busy lately, as if you couldn't tell. It all seems to be kicking off. Sit down, sit down. Hang on, I'll clear some space. There you go. Do you want a drink? Tea or coffee? I've got a fresh jar somewhere. Hold on, just get that going. I want to say, before we get started, that, you know, despite what happened out there, this is a real honor for me. I mean, you probably don't know, but you're a little bit of a celebrity among the group. I mean, Rack 51 will never believe it. Don't suppose I could take a picture with you, could I? You, me, on the sofa? Hey, I'm joking. Could you just imagine me and Osama? You know, asking him to pose whilst...
What the hell are you talking about?
Sorry. I'm just a bit, you know, I mean, this is really stepping up a gear. I'm trying to... Okay, all right. Find my center. My name is Robinson. I'm part of a secret online cell dedicated to monitoring covert operations on behalf of the people.
An online cell? Wait a minute. I don't believe this. You're on some kind of conspiracy
film. No, please, Miss Drake. Don't get up, all right? We're not the whack jobs that you see on TV. We're not the ones you read about. We're the real deal. And this is serious, Miss Drake. It's about your daughter.
Start giving me some straight answers.
Oh, okay. I will. Thank you. We're all hackers of various levels of ability. That's how we're able to probe the kind of databases that are normally off-limits to the guy on the street. But the real strength, our real strength, is that we gather and we collate information, little details that mean nothing on their own. But when compared to other facts, they start to form a pattern.
Who are they?
Well, according to the manifest, it's Mr. and Mrs. Tomlin. But I'm pretty sure that's a cover. Anyway, I've seen the man's face in photos before. Twice before. In very different circumstances. But I'm pretty sure he's some kind of agent.
There's something familiar about him.
Hold on. I'll find those other photos for you. That's one taken in Mumbai about 6 years ago.
The cameraman on my yacht!
He's what?
Thomas's old friend. What was his name? I met this man briefly, just before I set sail on my round-the-world trip. He said he was a friend of my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Just what the hell do you know about me? How?
Look, it's not sinister. We try to keep a record of suspected or known agents, all right? It was Ahriman who first pointed you out, and then we were able to get a fragment of an online conversation that confirmed it. When you were working in Croatia on that illegal arms deal, when those two guys were captured and tortured, it must have been rough.
What the hell would you know about it? This is all a big computer game for you. You and your friends are... blundering around, exposing operations, endangering lives. Who are your online friends? What do you know about them, really? How do you know criminals and terrorists and who knows what aren't using all your hacking to cause harm?
Oh, Miss Drake, I'm not going to be the good little drone and trust Big Brother. We shine a light on abuse and state-sponsored crime. There's more than one newspaper expose that we've been pivotal to. You spooks can't stomach the fact that it isn't your little club anymore, where you can get away with what you want when you want. I don't understand why you, Mrs. Drake, of all people, can't appreciate what we're doing and what we are risking.
Why is that?
Because they stole your daughter. Because you've been to the village and escaped. You've seen it.
What do you know about the village?
The village. The ultimate abuse of power. Stretching back for years. The oldest conspiracy of them all. You were there. You're the only one left. That must be why they took your kid.
What do you know about the village?
Why should I tell you anything? How do I know I could trust you? I've risked a lot trying to help you. I think I deserve a little respect.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. I'll tell you what I know, but first give me some background. What does the village mean to you?
I know you're under a lot of strain. Maybe I'm more used to all of this than you, somehow. Maybe that's why they keep winning. Because it's hard for the good guys to trust each other. I mean, that was always Number Six's problem.
Number Six? That's what they called me on the island.
Oh, now... Number Six, the man who never gave in. Oh, he's been an inspiration to me. To all of us. And you've met him. What was he like? I mean, was he tall? Was he brave, like they say? Was he...
It's hard to say. He didn't give much away about himself. He was resourceful, determined, kind, though he didn't like to admit it. Lonely. Who was Izzy?
The majority line, with which I subscribe to, by the way, is that he was a secret agent. One of the best. But after a long, successful career, he suddenly retired, without explanation. And that's why he was taken to the village.
I've read The Village Idiot.
Propaganda! Smoke and mirrors! The village was a lot more than a luxury prison.
I wouldn't have called torture and brainwashing luxuries.
So you know a bit of the story, then? The village was a gold mine in itself. But really, it was just a symptom, a decoy for something much bigger and older.
Care to be more specific?
Right. This is what I think. I mean, there are lots and lots of theories out there, from aliens to... And arguments. Arguments. Oh my goodness, arguments over this, but...
Just a summary, please. What's your view?
Sorry, right. 3 centuries ago, the world was ruled by various kings and emperors, right? Well, you know, it took months to travel overseas, to send messages, to trade ideas... Then comes the Industrial Revolution. A leap in technology and seismic change in the way people lived. Cities started growing, hierarchies began to dissolve, and the world started shrinking. Thanks to telegraphs, radios, the combustion engine, churches and aristocracies didn't realize that they were losing power until it was too late.
Let me know when this starts making a point.
Once people could communicate around the globe, ambitious, far-seeking men and women started finding each other. People with a vision who thought they knew what humanity's destiny was. They created a society to do nothing less than control and guide the whole human race. Working behind the scenes, through wars and commerce and even art. As the decades went on, it took on a physical form.
withholding technological advances for its own exclusive use, creating places like the village.
That's quite a theory.
Awe-inspiring, isn't it?
I've heard similar.
Sorry?
The Illuminati, the world government, the Masonic conspiracy. It would be almost comforting to think there's some kind of super authority, wouldn't it?
It's not just speculation. I've got hard drives full of corroborating evidence. Did you see the underground city?
There was a large bunker under the village.
What was in them?
I didn't get to explore it all. Just a few rooms, really. Technology. Lots of surveillance gear. I'm not an expert.
Oh, there's so much I need to ask you. Together we could blow this conspiracy wide open.
All I care about is getting Megan back.
But as long as these people exist, you and Megan will always be in danger.
If this organization is as big as you say, it's going to take more than you and me. I can't fight a war. I'm sorry. Can you give me a copy of everything you've got about Megan?
Of course. It's a lot to take in, isn't it? I understand. You've got to think about your little girl, haven't you?
Thank you. When I've made my own inquiries, I'll get back in touch, okay?
But before you go, Miss Drake, I'd like you to take a look at something. It's a video book. I want to know if you've seen anything like it before.
My God.
You have, haven't you? You've seen this before. I knew this wasn't CGI. Damn Omega Girl.
Rover! It attacked me on the beach. I destroyed it. Where's this from?
As far as I can tell, it's from an ex-soldier's mobile phone. Who's dead now. He'd been working for the Drewald Corporation. It's an arms manufacturer.
I've heard of them. Could you give me a copy of this too?
Sure. The way it moved, it seemed to have intelligence. Am I right?
Never really knew what it was. Only that it felt cold. Inhuman.
I'd love to hear the full story next time. If you don't mind, that is.
Maybe. Is that for me?
All the info I have. Maybe you could see something that my amateur eyes can't. I hope you can.
Thank you. For all your help.
Thanks for letting me know I'm not mad.
You said earlier that number 6 being an agent was one theory. What are the others?
Well, some think he was a leading member of the conspiracy, working undercover. That he's the real number 1. Or that he was a double agent, a traitor, and he deserved what he got. Quite a few people think he's a myth, like Father Christmas. I guess we know better on that last one.
Yes. Well, good night.
Archangel.
Pardon?
I just wanted to see your reaction. It's a word that crops up from time to time in the codes. That's all.
I see. Well, goodbye.
Take care, leaving the block. Make sure you're not followed.
I'll be careful.
Oh, this is going to be the biggest thread of all time. God, I wish I'd gotten that photo now. Can't wait to see Everyman's reply. What's she going to say about this? All right, now, let's see. What the? Oh, God. Who is it?
Gas board. We've had reports of a gas leak.
No, you've got the wrong house.
I don't think so.
Hey, who do you...
Sorry, pal, but when I'm called out, I have to make a full inspection. More than my job's worth to go back empty-handed.
Look, you've got no right to be... Oof!
big man, and you're out of condition. So sit down.
You.
Nice to meet you face to face at last, Robinson. I've been a fan of your work for years. That's okay. There's nothing you could tell me that I don't already know. Yeah, unless you want to share some kinky fantasies about Omega Girl.
Omega Girl?
Be a bit of a waste since she's about 300 pounds and a guy.
What do you even want?
Just a couple of things. Firstly, I want to thank you for all your help you've given Alice. You played your part beautifully.
I've never. I'm not part of your organization.
Oh, come on now, pal. Don't be so modest. Alice doesn't know it. She's a vital part in laying to rest a very old ghost. And even before you sent that first card... you'd been a valued part of the team. Every court needs its jester. But right now, you're gonna be more convincing as a fatality.
Alright. Just look, if I die, others will know.
Maybe. Let's face it, nobody worth worrying about. Man, I thought Mumbai spelled bad. Top hat to little doggy. That's why I chose the names. Send the team in. I want this place sterilized. Keep on running, Alice. Keep on running straight to him.
Spiders and Flies, starring Stefania Lindenbaum as Alice, Bernadette M. Groves as Robinson, Gail Addison Harris as Mrs. Butterworth, Stephen J. Cohen as the Butler, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Mrs. Foster, Darren Mallar as Paul Trent, Stevie K. Farnaby as Michael, and Bill Holweg as Lee West. Theme music arranged by Stevie K. Farnaby, based on the original by Ron Grainer. End title music by Chatri Art. Written and produced by Gareth Preston. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production.